I've never prayed you before. I have no tongue for it. No one, not even you, will remember if we were good men or bad, why we fought or why we died. No. All that matters is the truth against many. That's what's important. Our Lord, please, you, Crom, so grant me one request. Grant me revenge. And if you do not listen, then the hell with you.
Well, I'm back, and today we have episode 65 of Sean Hammer. Today's episode is brought to you by Cool City Games, Dragon Forge Miniatures, and Fiendish Fabrications. Now, I know it's been a while, and I apologize. I have no good excuse, except I'm a slacker. Let's see what's been going on with me lately. Playing HeroClix. I'm sorry, everybody. Been reading the fluff in the Malifaux books, and this is why I'm bringing you Seamus today, because after reading all the fluff in the Malifaux books, there is, well, I like Molly. She's in the number 3 book, a nice story. But in the books, we got Seamus and McMorning. Today we'll be going over the Seamus crew and everything about Seamus. So you can thank the Malifaux fluff for this, and let's see, what else have I been doing? I got a beautifully painted McMorning crew. Not a complete crew, but at least a box set. The two nurses, Sebastian and McMorning. While I thought I could paint, I was just shown just recently that I really don't know what I'm doing when it comes to painting, because this guy just totally kicks ass. So I'll probably put up a picture of that on today's show if you want to see it. So let's go ahead and get into some Malifaux today. Won't really bore you with anything else. We're going to go over Seamus. Everyone knows that he's a, I don't know what you would call him. He's quite the lady killer, so to speak. Literally. Well, anyway, he's one of the Masters of Malifaux. They have some pretty cool stories. Also, they say he's Seamus the Mad Hatter. I really think of him as Seamus Jack the Ripper. And also with the Twisting Fates book with the Seamus avatar, I'd say Jack the Ripper, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, but apparently, well, unfortunately, there's no Dr. Jekyll, it's just Seamus and Mr. Hyde. So there is no middle ground of niceness here. Let's see. We'll go over our stats and we'll go everything about it. Excuse me. Well, we got that Seamus is a grave robber. He's a soulstone cache of 2. He's got a 4 walk, 6 charge. He's height 2 with willpower 7. He also has a casting of 7 with crows, and a defense 4, and wounds of 12. He's got his bag of tools, and his 50 caliber flintlock, range 8, CB5, 4.67. Biggest gun in the game. He's got it right there. For talents, he's got Bell of the Ball. And this means that all friendly bells activating with 8 inches of them receive a plus 2 walk. He's got hard to wound 2 and hard to kill. He's got necrotic ministrations. You draw 1 control card and heal 2 wounds every time a living or undead model is killed within 6 inches of him. He's got Terrifying 12, and like I said, he's got the Flintlock that only may be used once per turn. He is, for his actions, he's fast. He's got 0 action, no escape. Target model within 6 inches of this model may immediately charge. Target a model within 6 inches. This model may immediately charge if the target model is forced to move, escape, no escape ends when the model charges this turn. It's got the Trail of Fear. It's a 12-inch aura. Living models receive a negative 2 willpower. Pretty nice with this Terrifying 12. He's a womanizer. Friendly bells within 6 receive companion. And he's got to have his ladies around him. I mean, and then the stories, it's really relevant. Let's see. He's got first triggers. He's got excessive bleeding. It means that after hitting a defender with bagel tools or a flintlock strike, let's see, the defender receives insignificant to end of the game. At the end of the game, the model is affected by excessive bleeding, must win a willpower 12 duel. They cannot be cheated, or the count has been killed for encounter purposes. He also has slit jugular. This is a CB double crows for his trigger. When damaged, defender with bag of tool strike inflict no damage, but instead kill the defender unless he discards two soul stones or two control cards. Draw one control card if the defender is killed. Kind of like headshot and stuff like that. For spells, he has Arise My Sweet. You're going to sacrifice one corpse counter for this, and summon one Rotten Bell. Pretty nice. He's got Faces of Death, 4-inch range aura. It gives Sheamus a gives him a 14 terrifying. With his Trail of Fear, you might as well make that a 16. He's got Lift for Pain. This is a range attack of 225. And heal this amount of number of wounds equal to the amount of damage inflicted. So it's pretty nice. Kind of like a little, little shot and heal. He's got Undead Psychosis. This is range of 12. And you target a model and one additional model per crow that you have. And the casting total within 3 inches of the target. So what happens is the target and those affected may not end their movement within 3 inches of an undead model. If the affected model activates within 3 inches of any undead model, it can only take a movement action until it's at least 3 inches away from the undead model. So it gets your models, gets enemies to stay away from you a little bit. So now that we went over all of Sheamus' stuff, let me go to tell you that I don't like the sculpt in the first Malifaux book. I like his little Army of Darkness sculpt, and when I got it all set, you'll understand why I say Army of Darkness. I like the bell on the base too. Overall, Sheamus has been a good master, especially to learn the game with. He's hard to kill. He's got plenty of action points to do stuff. Only needs a couple minions to actually get him up and running. That'd be the Rotten Bell. So, he's a cool guy to learn the game with. He's fast. Usually gets where he wants to go, pretty quickly. Let's see. Bottle Shame is going through his stuff. He's got the no escape, which is pretty nice, You get him on. And Sheamus likes to be in combat. He likes to shoot once in a while, but his gun only shoots once. But he likes to be in combat, and that's where his stuff goes, because all of his auras and everything works against enemy models, and then you can do a little bit pseudo alpha strike with him with his bells and everything. Let's see. Like I said, everyone knows him for his flintlock. It does a pretty impressive damage. It goes all the way up to 7 damage for his flintlock, so that's pretty cool. So you always want to try and take a shot with this, but he doesn't have a really good CB with it. As you see, the CB is 5. His bag of tools don't inflict the same amount of damage as his flintlock, but they can be pretty handy with the triggers, excessive bleeding, and slit jugular. Sheamus is pretty hard to kill, going over stuff. He's got pretty impressive stats. He's got 12 wounds. Only defense 4, but he's got the harder wound 2 and harder kill, so that's pretty nice. Doesn't have a lot of soulstone pull, though. With the harder wound 2, it's makes him almost impossible to kill for straight-up damage. Flips against him. He's also got the Live for Pain, like I said. We mentioned, it's an offensive spell. It's pretty cool. Let's see. For control, for people that like to do the controls, control game, he's got some. He's got the No Escape, he's got the Bells of the Ball, which are pretty nice. Summoning the Bells, and the Womanizer, boosting their walk plus 2. With the Terrifying 12 boosting up to a 14, that's pretty damn snazzy. He's all in all pretty good master, not too bad. The stories have led me up to kind of like this guy. I wasn't too sure about him. When I started playing Molly, I bought Molly and read all about her and stuff, and haven't quite played a game. Hopefully I'll get one coming up, and I'll do a recording of the game, and I'll walk you guys through, And then you can see, you know, I'll edit it a little bit so it's not as long. And guys, let me know what you think. I'll try and get Bob or maybe Becker to play some Malifaux with me, and I'll play probably Molly. I don't have a Seamus crew together yet. With my Molly, I gotta get some bells. I want to get Madam Sybil, which we'll go over next. You know, so I'm probably going to buy the Seamus box set. So if anyone wants the Seamus, the Mad Hatter, that's not the alternate sculpt, the original sculpt, go ahead and shoot me an email, SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. Give me some ideas for the show. Tell me what you think of myself, of my show. I need iTunes reviews. You do that for me. The best idea with iTunes review, and if you've already put an iTunes review in, this will count. I'll send you the Seamus, the Mad Hatter. And if it's a really, really, really good iTunes review and idea, I'll even paint them. So let's go with that because I'm not going to use them. Well, next up we have Madam Sybil. Sybil? I don't know. Let's go to Madam Sybil. Yes, I'm going to the book to go over stuff because that's what kind of person I am. And I totally passed that shit up. Now this chick, she's hot. I mean, you cannot get a hotter minion or a model in Malifaux outside of Zoraida. That's all I'm saying. She's a 6 soulstone cost minion. She's a belle. Of course she is. She's undead, and she's unique. Excuse me. She's got a walk, a 4, 6 charge, 2 height, 5 willpower, 6 casting with a crow, defense 5, and 9 wounds. She's got 2 weapons. She's got a riding crop and iron fan. Damage isn't highly impressive on each. They both, one's got, the riding crop's got a range of 2, iron fan's got a range of 1. Let's see, for talent, she's got heart of wound, she regenerates, and she's slow to die. And she's terrifying. These talents, pretty good beat stick right here. To have on such a beautiful little lady. She's got actions, 2 for flurry. That's the only action she has. She's got trigger, faster. After hitting a character with her iron fan strike, defender receives -1, walk -1 charge in the game. And multiple festers are cumulative. This is nice. She's got CB double crow rot, CB crow rough trade. After damaging a defender with a riding crop strike, the defender can only pass until it wins weapon skill 13 duel at the start of activation. This is important. Don't forget Seamus is -2 willpower duel to everyone in Pulse, because you want to keep Seamus and his gals close. It's got a high amount of synergy with the bells. For spells, she's got call bells. This will allow you to push a friendly bell within 3 inches of this model, and it's range of 14, so that's pretty nice. You can kind of do keeping that mobility up with your bells. She's got a 1 spell, Crave Punishment. Target model receives no benefit from armor until the end of the closing phase. That's pretty nice. Resist is willpower. Let's see, she's got lure, like any good bell will. Or would. Range 18, push target model its walk towards this model. If the push ends within the target of this model's melee range, it makes a melee attack against the target. Don't forget, you could also lure your own people to get them closer, and you can always bash something so you're doing minimum damage with a bash rather than really punching them with something horrible. And she's got Shriek. This is a range 12 shot. It's a damage 226. And, again, we're looking at if the target is a living model, it must make a willpower 11 morale duel after suffering the damage. Now, this is kind of something that help people out that are trying to get after. I imagine this is like a warning for Seamus or something. You know, like shrieking, like, watch out, something. Combine that with Seamus's -2 willpower, I think it's pretty cool. I see a little bit of story synergy there. She's not very mobile. She's got, let's see, going over everything. She's got a walk of 4, you know. It is increased if she's close to Seamus. Let's see. Her weapons really aren't that great, except for the triggers. I like the fester. You can really slow some people down. And doing the rough trades and everything. Keep that synergy with Seamus's negative willpower duels that you can do. She's a tough model. She has 9 wounds, regen 1, hard wound 1, and she's got high, kind of good defense at 5. She's going to be taken apart pretty easy, so be careful. She also has slow to die, so you can make the final warning swing or shriek if you need to. Let's see, for call bells, that's a nice one, you know, you get your, you can pull your bells, and things like treasure hunt or deliver message, claim jump, you know, you can slingshot a bell using the call bell. That's pretty cool. She's got crave punishment. Like I said, it's pretty decent. All joking aside, she's not the most gorgeous thing to look at, but she is unique to Sheamus. She's pretty cool. She's not as cool as some other minions I put in, but she's pretty decent. I like her. Next up, we have the minion of Malifaux. I've heard nothing but good thing about these girls, and they are the Rotten Bells. You'll get 3 of these in the Sheamus box set, and they're, you know, this is the big pull. A lot of people. These are, you know, there's no problem that can be solved that you can't throw a few undead hookers at it. That's come from Eric Johns, the game designer. These girls, 4 points, not too bad. They're Bell and Undead, 4 walk, no charge, height 2, willpower 5, casting 4, defense 3, wounds 8. No, they're not going to win any, they're not going to win you the game by beating on people. You know, they're Grimy Paracel has range 2, CB4 with 2-3-4 damage. They got Teeth and Nails, which is range 1. CB6 with a curl, 1-2-4 damage. They have Hard Wound, the companion with Sybil, so that's pretty cool. They can, you know, you get the little, you get a little bit more out of them. They're seductive, so you get a +4 mass when casting Lure. So when you're casting Lure, you get your mask in there, and your casting value is actually 8. So that's pretty cool. They're shambling, so they ignore penalties to walk, and they are slow to dry. Die. Their triggers are double curls, rot. That's it for them with their stats. Now looking at this, what does this mean? Well, for one, they're the staple of this group. I mean, it's all about the bells with Sheamus. And as simple as that. They're pretty well cost effective. 8 wounds. Abilities with lure. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't go over spells. They got distract. Range 15, target mono, 1 additional mono per crow, and a casting total within 3 inches, receive slow. They have undress, because these are hotties here. Range 12, target enemy mono receives a negative 2 defense at the start of closing phase, and they have their bread and butter lure, which is push target mono's walk towards this mono, have to push in, so it's same as Sybil's. So, it's pretty cool. So, Sheamus is really going to use these girls. Simple as that. You look at the fact that they only got 4 walk, no charge. You think, oh, these are slow. Why would I want to use them? Don't forget, Sheamus is giving +2 if they're close to him, and they ignore penalties to walk. So, these girls are moving forward regardless. So, it's difficult terrain, forest, shit like that. They're just moving forward. For offense, these girls really, like I said, they're not going to win you the game by damaging stuff. But, you know, they'll take the little bit of points here and there. But they're really meant for their debuffs. For the attacking, like I said, they'll get an odd point here or there. Lure is where your bread and butter is. Like I said. And it's a lot of the reasons to take these girls here. You know, the spell pushes their walk toward the bell and should be pushed from the victim melee, you know, and it must make a free strike. And it's pretty cool. To get distract and undress. So pretty self explanatory there. With their resilience, they have 8 wounds, slow to die, hard to wound. And only for 4 soul stones, you know, you can't beat it. If you're not worried about, if you're worried about what to do with these girls, you can always take objectives quite easily with a moving four, and you can slingshot them around the board. So that's pretty cool. So they're pretty nice. I looked online, and there's a lot of there's some tricks you can do for them. One of them is called the lure shenanigans. You would take a bell mostly for their lure spell, of course. The more lure you have, the merrier. So, one's not enough for this. Take two or more. Lure can be used on your own forces. Push them up the board or out of melee. Push them, you can lure things out, lure things in. And they don't have to be the enemy models. You can do your own, so that's pretty cool. Like I said, don't get solely distracted by using lure all the time. Don't forget that these girls do have other spells. They have undress and distract, and they might get you odd points and stuff. Now that's it for the box set that you'll get for Sheamus. I'm gonna go over book one, Copycat Killer. This is Sheamus's totem. This probably I haven't really got into totems yet outside of... Well, I can't really say I haven't got into totems yet. I mean, I got the doves for... Wow, brain fart. Collette. Thank you, I was going to say Collette. I've got the... Anyway. Point being, I guess I am into totems. Next up is Copycat Killer. This is Sheamus' little totem of a guy bouncing around in a hat that looks like Sheamus. A little bit. A little angry leprechaun. He's a 2 soul stone cost. He's insignificant. Totem Sheamus, of course. Walk 4, 6 to charge. Height 1, willpower 4. 3 casting with a crow. 3 defense and 4 wounds. We really want to take this guy for one thing. He carries around the flintlock pistol. He's not very good at it with a CB3, but you can boost this guy around. I mean, you put him around, and you just, when you need that extra shot and you have to make it, you take it. His knife, not very great. The bells are better at hand-to-hand than this guy. Let's see. Do-do-do. He doesn't have a lot of resilience. If he takes a hit, he's going to take it hard. Let's see. It's a magical extension. Don't forget, he's got that. Send 2 feasible spells, you can do that. You can face a death, live for pain, not too bad. Tips I'd use for this guy is his last spell, Mistaken Identity. This will allow you to place... switch places with target Sheamus, friendly Sheamus, and you shoot somebody. I mean, that's all this guy's going to be used for, a little magical extension shooting little beast. So, it's cute. I don't know how much I'll take him, but I probably will. Have to buy the box set first. So we're going to take a break here. Then we're going to go over some book 3 goodness. We're going to go through the Dead Doxies, which, though, aren't as appealing as the undead, as the bells, the rotten bells. They have their uses, and people might actually argue with me a little bit, but we'll go over them, and we'll also cover a little bit of Avatar Sheamus. So let's just take a moment, and be right back.
Cool City Games, Blue Water's most complete source for miniature wargaming and sports cards. Cool City Games offers a safe and friendly environment with free open gaming and up-to-date new releases, restocks, and hassle-free special orders. You can even put stuff in layaway. Cool City Games even offers box and case pricing on cards and collectible miniatures. Located in downtown Port Huron, that is in Michigan for all you out-of-towners, Jeff and Mike are available and ready to serve all your hobby needs. Stop by at 724 Huron Avenue or visit on the web at www.coolcitygames.com.
Hey, I'm Luke.
And I'm JJ.
And we're the guys from World's End Radio. When we're not playing games...
or lying to our wives about it...
then we're going to the ends of the earth to bring you the latest content on all aspects of the Games Workshop hobby.
And a few other worlds besides.
So come find us at www.worldsendradio.com.
Or subscribe to the show through iTunes.
Of guest host at the imperialtruth.blogspot.com.
Oh, I'm back, and I have to apologize after listening to the show a little bit. I'm a little coughing and clearing my throat. Like that, it's late spring in Michigan, and I have allergies, so I will apologize. So let's go ahead and do book 3, Twisting Faith, and go over the Dedoxy. We'll do the Avatar Seamus last. So the Dedoxy. These are bells. They're undead. They're rare too. I imagine these are showgirls brought forward from the star that maybe Seamus thought was appealing and needed to be in his service. They have a walk of 5, a little bit better than the dead bells. They're 5 soul stones. Height 2, willpower 5, casting a 5 with a crow, defense 4, wound 6. Now they have a fancy cane with 2 range, 5 attack with a crow, and damage 1, 2, 4 with that. They also have a clockwork derringer. This is going a little bit from the fact that they used to be a showgirl. Range of 6, 4 CB with 2, 3, and 4 damage. Giving you a little bit of range attack for your bells. They have further abilities. They have Flirtatious Wink. This model receives a +2 to their tome casting when casting or channeling inviting approach. Sorry, they have a hard wound 1. They have part of the harem. Models casting Arise, My Sweet may discard 1 corpse counter to summon this model as well. So Seamus can summon one of these. They have Shambling, just like the bells, where they can ignore movement penalties, and they do have Slow to Die. These girls are strangely attractive, meaning that enemy models within 4 inches away must win a willpower duel 12 when targeting this model with an attack or action, or the action fails. This may not be ignored by any talent. Don't forget, we have the synergy with Seamus with a -2 to willpowers. For actions, they have the final encore, which is a 1 action. This model may only be used as a slow to die action. Switch this model with a friendly model with a bell characteristic of at least 2 wounds remaining within 8 inches. This model heals 1 wound, reduce the friendly bell's remaining wounds by half to minimum 1. So it allows you a little bit of heal and I'm back. For triggers, they have Fatal Distraction, which needs a, it's a crow and a tome. Let's see. After applying the effects of this spell, the defender to the spell may perform a melee strike or range against the defender. This will be for your fatal distraction, your seduction, or undress. Let's see. They have a CB trigger with crows, rot with their fancy cane. And they have a defense trigger with a mask, regret. After inflicting moderate or severe damage on this model, the attacker may not attack this model again for the remaining of the turn. So you feel bad about what you did in that cute little girl who was in your way. Let's see. Spells they have an inviting approach. This is a range 12 spell. If the target fails to resist duel, this model pushes its walk towards the target. If this model ends the push within 4 inches of the target, model casts Seduction on the target. Seduction allows you target models resist and defense flips receive a -2/-2 or 2 negative flips. They also have Undress. Target any model receives a -2 until its closing phase. Now they don't have a lure like the bells. They're faster than the bells. That's good. They do get the benefits from Beelzebul ability and Molly's extraordinary dead talents. Let's see. combined with both of these, you know, it can be almost as fast as other models like the Dead Rider. And the inviting approach pushes the dock to your walk distance towards the target. So that's pretty nice. And don't forget the walk, because being within Sheamus, they will, if you're close to it, they get that +2. Again, though, with the other bells, their weapons aren't very impressive. Resilience, they are hard to wound once, slow to die. But they're strangely attractive. That's pretty cool. And the ability can't be ignored. They have regret, and they have the final encore. So they get a little bit of staying power, a little bit. For what you want to do with these girls, is probably start by casting Inviting Approach, so you can get free push and possibly, you know, casting of Seduction. Another neat trick you could do is for the final encore. If the model kills a Doxy and Melee, you have to switch places to Madame Sybil. When Madame Sybil loses half her wounds, she'll be able to flurry on somebody, plus she has a regen. So, it's, getting a little bit of, action movement with your, Sheamus crew. Well, up next and finally, we have Sheamus, the Resurrectionist Avatar of Dread. Now, a lot of people say this is an Incredible Hulk. I like to say it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, especially after watching the movie League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And it's a pretty good movie, too, especially it's got a little bit of, I don't know, you can kind of imagine the world of Malifaux being kind of like this. I don't know. Let me get to him. Okay, Sheamus, the Avatar Dread. Oh, the manifesting... To manifest Sheamus, okay, let's go over what Sheamus Avatar Dread is first. It's a big hawking pile of muscle with a top hat and cigar. He's got a 4 walk, 7 charge, height 3, willpower 5, casting of a 6 with crows, defense 3, 12 wounds. He's got the bludgeoning fists, range of 3 with 6 CB with crows. He also has damage on that of a 3, 4, and 5. He's got Hurled Corpse, range 8, CB4 with a 1, 2, 3 damage with a blast on the 3rd. His abilities are Anemia, Amphemia, I don't know. The models, he casts Terrifying Ability, affects all models that do not have Anthem ability. This model, Terrifying Ability, ignores Immunity Morale duels. Pretty nice. He's got the Feed on Fear, 10 inches. This model heals 1 wound when a model within the aura loses a morale duel. He's got Get Bloody. This model gains armor +2 while is engaged with one or more enemy models. So his armor, he gains armor +2. I mean, not much more you could say when he's fighting, so you want to keep this guy up close. It's hard to kill. He's got Mark of Dread. While this model's in play, other friendly models with Terrifying Ability increase your Terrifying by +1. While this friendly model without Terrifying Ability gains Terrifying 12. So pretty cool. He's a big old fear creature. He's got a regeneration of 2. He's got Stain of Damnation. This model is not considered a living model for game effects, but does drop corpse counters and normal when it's killed. He's got Terrifying of 13. He's got Wicked. He's got the Bludgeoning Fist as his weapon. Kill this here, restart later. I don't want to do that. So his bludgeoning fists ignore armor. So, you know, your constructs, they're just gonna be beat up tin cans. It's got the Hurl Corpse. Model discard a corpse counter when it's carrying before declaring a strike with this weapon. He's got Fast, Succumb to Darkness. This model receives a -2 willpower and increases Terrifying Ability by +2. The action is accumulative and lasts the end of the encounter. This model cannot perform this action if it would reduce its willpower below 1. Okay. Bellowing of the Big Bastard. This is an action of his. Models perform a weapon willpower duel, 13. He's got Gorgon's Mesmia, 10-inch aura. Enemy models receive a -2 willpower. This action ends at the start of the closing phase. For triggers, he had Battered Skull. CB double crows. After damaging Defender, With this weapon, Defender must perform a terrifying 11 morale duel. This guy's really about his morale duels, that's for sure. He's got Brutal Embrace. This is Bludgeoning Fist. This requires a ram. After damaging a Defender with his weapon, Defender must win a Defense 12 duel or receives Paralyzed. If the Defender wins, it receives Slow. So there's no actual winning here for the Defender. He's got Splatterpunk, Hurl Corpse. This models damaged by this weapon perform a terrifying 12 morale duel. For spells, he's got Gargantuan Growth. This model's melee weapons receive a plus 1 range, plus 1 CB, and a plus 1 to damage flips. This model also receives a negative 1 willpower. He's got the Gorgons on Gaze. Target model receives Paralyze. And he's got Spontaneous Regeneration. This model performs a healing flip. So this guy is all about beating your face in and making you feel bad about it while he's doing it. Quite literally. So let's take a deeper look. Of course you'll have to manifest this guy. You have to successfully cast Face of Death 2 separate activations and use Slit Juggler on an enemy model in the same turn he charged the enemy using no escape. First one, successfully casting Face of Death could be easy. The second one, Slit Juggler, could be a little bit tricky, but it still can happen. Avatar Sheamus, he hasn't gotten much faster since he's got bigger. He's not gotten any slower either. He still retains his plus one fast compared to the regular Sheamus. He loses no escape and the bells of the ball. Turning his prostitutes into a little normal undead. But, you know, I mean, you can combine them with Molly, and she can do that, you know, I mean, that's why you take Molly, right? I guess. Range Sheamus loses a lot of his range. He doesn't, even though he's a damage machine, he loses his flintlock pistol and Hurl Corpse. I'll be honest with you, is no flintlock pistol. For melee, you want to get Sheamus up close. Simple as this. Sheamus's pair of triggers. He'll get a trigger about 50% of the time. So that's always good. And don't forget he's got the Wicked ability. That's pretty cool. Terrifying, man. It's all about causing crazy, crazy terrifying in opponents with Avatar Dread. I guess that's why you would feel dread. Let's see. He does retain a few things. Keep him resilient. He does have the 12 wounds still. He's still hard to kill. He no longer heals two wounds every time everything dies. But he does have regeneration, you know, so that's pretty cool. He's got the Feed on Fear ability. You know, so, you know, that's his guy. Every time he wounds somebody and they fail a morale duel within 10 inches of him. You know, I don't know. He's got the, you know, Spontaneous Regeneration. So if he needs to heal, he can do it. Let's see. You definitely want to keep this guy in combat looking at it and stuff. Because he gets the plus 2 armor, so there's no reason why not. When you're fighting, probably anybody such as Pandora's crew, they have a lot of willpower focused attacks. You want to just basically maximize your succumb to darkness and get in combat as quick as you can. I don't like giving tips about playing against, so I'm not going to give you any tips about playing against the Sheamus Avatar Dread because, you know, I don't know. I guess I could be a douche and say figure it out. I don't know. But, you know, that's what we got. So that is Sheamus right now. Next, we'll be going over McMorning. Not today, though. But soon. Very soon, I promise. I'm going to get into a game of Malifaux. I got a special episode with some Black Library authors coming up. And, of course, we're in the summer season, so we'll be looking at Games Day. And maybe Gen Con this year. So, I apologize for this taking so long. Hopefully, you enjoyed it. You got any comments, questions, bitches that you want to send to me? Praises, send them to Sean Hammer, the number 9, yahoo.com. If you want to be on Sean Hammer and you have a microphone and a Skype account and you want to be on Sean Hammer, talk about an issue, a topic, so to speak, you want to talk about some Malifaux, 40K, or fantasy, go ahead, shoot me an email, say, Sean, I want to be on Sean Hammer. And I'll be a guest host for a show. If you don't want to be on Skype, you can send me a recorded message, give me your little thoughts and stuff. I can play them on air. Don't forget to give me your feedback. I'm working on a feedback show, and I love feedback. So that is going to be pretty much it right now. We'll go probably do some White Dwarf next, cover a little bit of 40K fantasy next episode, some more Malifaux, come up with the Once Upon a Time Malifaux segment again. So if you have a suggestion for that, you want to hear a specific minion in particular, go ahead and shoot me an email. Also, make sure you check out the sponsors on the side of the site. They got some crazy products. I mean, I just got some bases from Dragonforge, and they're pretty cool from my wife's Rasputina crew, and I'm working on those. Actually, today I told myself I was going to get something done. Finnish Fabrications do a wonderful job on their bases. It's pretty cool. Mr. Dandy, I forgot to mention him. I got a set of five, I would say, demon world bases. If someone wants windows, I'll send them out. Resin bases, but like, it looks like you're standing on stitched skin and stuff. So if you want those for Chaos Army or something like that, they're round bases, go ahead and give me a shout. And until next time, remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.